Jazz Day, I'm told, yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the things we could say about jazz. I was thinking about the biblical character, King David.
Yes.
Apparently, he was quite a jazzy guy himself.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Apparently, he used to play the harp. Yeah, absolutely. He used to play the harp and he was like really good at this stuff. I mean, he could calm the spirit down, which is what jazz is about.
Yes.
Jazz is about calming you down so that you enter the levels of consciousness that bring you to deep creativity.
Sure.
Or deep pensive thinking, you know. Mm. It's meditative music. It's transformative and transcendental in many, many ways. So I'm thinking about guys like that. I'm told that King Shaka, if you've been listening to some of the conversations I've had with Mbuso Khoza, was himself quite a composer of music. Many of the songs that we understand as Uhuba were composed by King Shaka. In fact, the Zulu anthem apparently was composed by King Shaka. Dare I say, a form of jazz. Yeah?
Yeah.
What people call the Negro spirituals that were made very popular by slaves, particularly in the South of America. People used to associate that with gospel music, right? Later on, it was, wait in the water, wait in the water, children. People used to think that that was... or just about, you know, devotion and worship of God. And there was an aspect of that. You know, there's a song about Jesus taking me home. Yes. Jesus must take me home, you know. Well, it turns out that the real story behind that particular coming forth to carry me home, you know, that song. Yes. Turns out that the story behind that is that ship that brought them to America through slavery, yes, was called Jesus.
Oh.
So what they did is that they wanted that ship to take them back home to where they had been enslaved from.
Oh, yeah,
not necessarily the heavenly realms, right? But they just wanted to go back to Africa where they had been taken. That is a form of jazz. The lamentations that came from the depression of slavery, not only in America, in the what do you call these places? The Bermuda Islands, or let me say the Atlantic Islands, where many Africans who had been enslaved were taken to those places in Europe, but also here on the African continent. If you listen to some of the percussions that are played, especially in times of bereavement and grief. The songs of crying and wailing, jazz, brother,
yeah.
Jazz. If you look at Dipala,
yes.
People might not know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Dipala, but it is a way of instrumental expression, usually through the air. Instruments, the trumpets, the oboes, all of those kinds of things.
Yes.
And the music that comes with that. Jazz, brother. In fact, you see Dipala in New Orleans, exactly the way we do it here.
Oh.
They've got a thing called Mardi Gras.
Mm.
It's like a... I remember when I was in New Orleans, I felt like I was in Sosh Angouv.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now the truth. I felt like I was in Sosh. There's a great movement, yeah, Dipala in Sosh Angouv, but Pretoria area is very much about Dipala,
yes,
all the way up to Limpopo.
True.
Dipala is what you would see in New Orleans with the Mardi Gras. Exactly the same thing, the march, the whole thing. You know, they got it from here.
Mm. Yeah.
We didn't get it from there. They got it from here.
Yes. Sure.
And you see it in Nigeria during the funeral processions. I see that there are all sorts of memes with these guys that walk around with a casket on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of that whole ritual. Jazz.
Mm.
I'm almost tempted to say that what people like Beethoven,
mm,
Bach,
yeah,
the great classical music composers, I want to argue that even the music that they composed came from the wells from which jazz composers compose. Yeah. Later on, we've got people like Dizzy Gillespie, the great Satchmo, Duke Ellington, all of those guys that really mainstreamed jazz at a certain point in time. Later on, you got guys like my favorite, guys like George Benson, like Earl Clue. This young lady by the name now of Lucy, I forget what her name, she's a trumpeter from the United States. Oh, beautiful stuff. But then the stuff that comes from here. Winston Mankungu.
Yes.
Brahuma Sikela. Of course, he had a little bit of crossover here and there. And we could go on. We could go on. Sipho Kumete. Yes. All of these guys that have tapped into that reef, that little line of that golden thread of the meditative music that is known as jazz, that has its roots right here on the African continent. Yes.